This is part two. Forgive me. Anyway, having said that, all about her being quite dominant, the voice, I heard that she had started off as a gospel singer, and I know that she sang at least one song called I Look to You, which is a Christian song. I don't know how dominant the faith was in her life. I don't know how important it was to her, especially since I heard that that she's taken drugs and that she had a very violent husband, and her lifestyle didn't seem to show her faith very much. But that doesn't mean that there's not somewhere, there's not a faith. I still think fame really can kill you, literally, and I'm not joking here. No pun intended, guys, but if you want to think about being famous, really think carefully, because there's so much pressure on you, there's so much expected of you, so much stress, that there's no wonder if you don't have a faith, it's no wonder that people reach for drugs, reach for alcohol, reach for sex, reach for any kind of relief that they can have, and it's just not healthy. And the whole fame, the whole being popular, is just not what it's cracked up to be. So maybe if you started off well, but somewhere along the line, it may have all gone wrong. I don't know that. I can't judge. Neither am I going to speculate about why she died, what was the cause of it. I don't want to. It's not my business. I want to know it, but I don't want to know or start any rumors. Whether it was her husband, drugs, or just some other circumstance, I don't know, and I don't want to speculate. She had a good voice. She was popular. She was very well liked. Obviously, she was a celebrity. And 48 years old is just not old. It's just very young, in my opinion. I mean, even younger than Michael Jackson. So before this thing cuts me off again, I said, rest in peace, Whitney Houston, and I hope you're in heaven with God. I really hope so. And that's it from me. I'm not going to say anything more about this issue. And before this kicks me off, I'm going to say that's it from me. And I'll talk to you all tomorrow.